My name is Ella Alvarado. I am 14 years old. Today is November 26th, and I am speaking with Anna Alvarado, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Fort Worth, Texas. We're talking about a funny and interesting thing that happened to my mom. Please tell us what happened.
Well, I was in law school, and this was like 1996, probably. And I was in law school at Texas Tech University School of Law in Lubbock, Texas. And I was driving home for spring break, and I got pulled over in Eastland, Texas, and I got a speeding ticket. I came home to Dallas, where I lived, and gave it to my dad to take care of it because he was a lawyer, and then I didn't think about it again. Well, then, a few months later, I was back in Lubbock, and it was finals, so it was in May, and I was going over to my friend's house to study for finals in Lubbock, and I was driving to her apartment, and I got pulled over for a broken headlight. And when they pulled me over, they ran my driver's license, and they saw that I had a warrant out for my arrest for a ticket that had not been paid, and I got arrested, and I had to go to jail in Lubbock.
Let's talk about life on the inside. What was it like, and how did it make you feel?
Well, I was terrified. It's like all of a sudden I started thinking about how this was going to impact my future, and I thought I was terrified about being in jail. And they actually handcuffed me and put me in the back of a patrol car, took me downtown. They made me change into prison clothes. I had to do fingerprints and a mugshot and the whole thing. And they put me in a cell in isolation by myself. And I was really scared, and I was crying, and I was trying to figure out how long the process took and what was gonna happen. So I started screaming down two cells over. There were two ladies that were in a cell, two cells down, and I was yelling down to them, asking them how long it normally took before you can make a phone call. And the policeman came in, and or the guard, and he said, if you want to talk to them, fine, I'll put you in there with them. And then he put me in there with them, and they ended up being so nice. One of them was in there for aggravated robbery, and I can't remember what the other one was in for, but it was another more serious crime. But they were so nice, and they talked to me and made me feel better. And then finally, my friends came and got me out, but I was terrified of the whole experience, and I was really worried about what it was going to do to my future. But it ended up that I got to know those two ladies that I normally never would have met, so they did make me feel better. They were a little bit older than me.
Interesting. What did you learn from this experience?
Well, I learned a few things. One thing I learned is that to not leave it up to other people to take care of your problems. Like, I should have followed up with my dad and made sure that he took care of my ticket. I was an adult at the time. I was 21, 22 years old, so I should have followed up. And then I also learned that you shouldn't judge other people by their mistakes that they made, because those two ladies that I normally would have been afraid of were very nice. And then I also learned, I think, to deal with hard situations and fear and adversity. I think it probably made me a stronger person overall. Plus, it's a funny story to tell people, and I have a hilarious mugshot that I normally would not have had.
Thank you so much for your time. This concludes my interview with Anna Alvarado.